go on like New Lisbon did, and right. everybody stays safe, and that's our main goal.
Quiet and safe.
Quiet that and safe.
Sounds
yeah.
good to me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for all you do, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, Phil.
Lieutenant Mike Sizz joining us from the Richland County Sheriff's Department on today's morning show. WRCO-FM 100.9 Richland Center. It is 7 o'clock and 5 on the positive side. You're listening to WRCO, WRCE-FM 107.7, AM 1450 in Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you at the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads, and Southwest Tech in Fenimore. This is where you belong.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788. Stopping by at Highway 14 East or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.
It does feel helpless when you're watching it burn and there's just nothing you can do.
Mark McMillan, one of the neighborhoods badly damaged by wildfires in Los Angeles. He's in Pacific Palisades, one of several fire areas. Los Angeles Fire Chief Kristen Crowley says people hosing down their own homes and not evacuating are putting a strain on the water supply in the region.
Our firefighters need every single ounce of water that's out there to help supply our fire hoses. So with that, we need the community to understand that when they're using water or overuse of water during active incident, that could hamper our ability to utilize the water resource that we need to put the fire out.
The fire is destroying 2,000 structures, including the homes of many Hollywood celebrities. President Biden skipping a trip to Italy and a meeting with the Pope to handle federal response to the fires. Today, the president will deliver a eulogy at the National Funeral Service for former President Jimmy Carter. This is ABC News. Some questions now about a phone call between Donald Trump and Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito as Trump asks the high court to stop the sentencing in his New York hush money case. Here's ABC's Jonathan Carl.
Alito says they didn't talk about any other matter that could potentially come before the court or any of the Supreme Court's previous decisions that might be of interest to Donald Trump. But look, this was a conversation between the president-elect and a Supreme Court justice that happened literally within hours of the president-elect filing an emergency application with the Supreme Court.
Alito says the call was about one of his old law clerks. Lawmakers in South Korea today introducing a bill calling for an independent investigation into impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol. And unveiled at CES, the big tech show in Las Vegas, Aria, a new AI-powered robot that kind of looks human. The price tag, $175,000. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat three times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with Tough Shell Stretch Polyester, delivering five times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel.
5 minutes after 7 o'clock here in Richland Center, we're at 5 degrees. A check of the forecast, which includes maybe a little bit of the white stuff in the next few days. We'll have that for you in just a moment.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
6 Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingerman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, a Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, 172 South Church Street.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
A high in the upper 20s today. Clouds will gradually increase today. Tonight, a 50% chance of scattered light snow showers and a low of 18. Friday, clouds mixed with breaks of sunshine, a bit warmer than normal, and a high of 28. Friday night, partly cloudy and colder, low of 13. Saturday, increasingly cloudy, light snow likely very late, and a high of 25. And Sunday, 31. Right now, they're saying intermittent light snow, 1 to 2 inches possible by late Sunday night. Right now, the Wirtz floor and home thermometer after a low of 2, it is 5 degrees in Richland Center.
Speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio.
Rock Top. Sounds like the radio. 11 minutes after 7 o'clock, 5 degrees here in Richland Center. Coming up a little later on, we'll check in with old Hank Bray, the Southern, I was trying to think, because Sonny James, a Hall of Fame country member, was known as the Southern Gentleman. So Hank Bray, I don't know, the opposite of gentleman. Let's see what it says here. It's, okay, peasant, peon, boor, fella, commoner. Huh, okay. So I don't know. Bloke. Hank Bray, the Southern bloke, will be coming up here in just a few minutes.
Pour me another one.
Smiling and
a strong one. We're going to have some fun tonight.
For a little while of you cast away. Going to let the sun shine in.
Just like the other one.
Smiling and
make it a double run. We're going to cast away tonight.
For a little while of you cast away. Going to let the sun shine in.
Be a castaway and leave the world behind. Take a tropic holiday, say goodbye to keeping time. Wasting away down by the coast, Pacifico and chasing line. Easy living down in paradise. Pour me another one, make it a strong one. We're gonna have some fun tonight. Just like the other one. Make it a double rum, we're gonna cast away tonight. I'm in an island state of mind, don't think I'm ever gonna leave. I'd rather stay and watch the waves, move the sand beneath my feet. Reggae on the radio, laying low and feeling high. Easy living down in paradise. Pour me another one, make it a strong. Gonna have some fun tonight. Just like the other one. Make it a double rum. We're gonna cast away tonight. Ride the waves like we're young. Cause time flies by and soon we'll be older. It's better to live in the moment. Stuck in the past, fast asleep as the world passes by. Reality is history.
Oh, your way.
Come and cast away with me.
Aye, aye, oh.
Good times are free and nobody can take that away.
Oh, your way.
Come and cast away with me. So pour me another one.
Smiling and
making it a strong one. We're gonna have some fun tonight.
For a little while of you cast away. Gonna let the sun shine in.
Just like the other one.
Smiling and
making it a double rhyme. Cast away tonight.
For a little while I'll be a castaway. Gonna let the sun shine in.
Pour me another one.
Smiling in the eyes.
Why, man?
Have some fun tonight. For a little while I'll be a castaway. Gonna let the sun shine in.
Just like the other one.
Smiling in the eyes.
Why, man?
Cast away tonight.
For a little while I'll be a castaway.
Cast away.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Beer don't keep, love's not cheap, trucks don't wreck themselves. Mama ain't a shrink, dad ain't a bank, and God ain't a wishing well. Money ain't rich, everybody sings. Nobody wins in a fight, and sometimes wrong is right. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy. A bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think or do. Something to some of it.
like to laugh. Tears don't last, and scared's what praying's for. If it's close, swing to bat, everybody's got a pass, and love's worth living for. When you dance, hold it close, did a breaks, go for broke. Be the first to reach for a hand. No, you don't get to do some things again. Some of it you learn the hard way. Some of it you read on a page. Some of it comes from heartbreak. Most of it comes with age. And none of it ever comes easy. A bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think to do, but there's something to slow, cause time sure won't reanimate you, man. Just being true to her till your glass runs out of sand. Some of it you learn the hard way. Some of it you read on a page. Some of it comes from heartbreak. Most of it comes with age. And none of it ever comes easy. A bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think I do, but there's something to some.
Church on WRCO Radio and Some of It. We're still at 5 degrees, holding steady there at 18 minutes after 7. Attention, meat lovers! Richland Locker has unbeatable deals. Stock up on delicious ground beef for just $4.88 per pound when you buy 3 pounds or more. Craving something savory? Richland Locker's homemade bacon is only $6.98 per pound. From the deli, enjoy sliced herb and garlic chicken breast for $7.98 per pound. And treat yourself to creamy Longhorn Colby cheese at just $4.98 per pound. Head to the Richland Locker this week for fresh local flavors you can't resist. Chinwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chinwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chinwood Electric.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Networking for your business or home computer is a must. Put your trust in the locally owned and staffed Computer Doctors. They'll build the computer you want, whether it's for online gaming, business applications, or endless hours of surfing, all at a price you can afford. Computer Doctors keeps you connected with the latest advances in today's fast-paced world, giving you peace of mind with a safe, reliable computer. Visit Computer Doctors at 122 West Court Street, downtown Richland Center, or call 647-5986.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering GammaGuard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Morning, young man.
What's up, man?
Nothing much. What did you call me earlier today?
The Southern bloke, I believe.
What is a bloke?
Well, it's the opposite of gentleman. I looked up that opposite of gentleman.
Wow.
Bloke.
I see that you're working hard this morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always nice.
Yeah, I've told the story before. My acting debut in a middle school or junior high play, mm-hmm. I had one line. They could see my true talent, you know.
What was your line?
And my line was, "The old bloke's dead." So I was the coroner, and I went out on stage and said, "The old bloke's dead," and then walked off, you know. And
that's still an
emphasis. Yeah, I still remember my line from that play after all these years.
So. Is that the only part that you had?
That's the only part I had.
You didn't play the dead guy?
No, they saw my true genius.
Anyway, did you have a night off last night?
No, I was doing some stuff here.
Were you?
Yeah. So it really wasn't a night off, but... But this is kind of my hobby job, as my wife says, so it really wasn't.
And that's sad that you get no respect.
No respect at all.
No respect. Rodney Dangerfield, no respect. No respect. Yeah. And you're going to be where tonight, young man?
I'm here in Richland Center.
Oh, okay. Good.
So that means I can fix myself my own peanut butter sandwich and head out to the game. And
you will probably beat me home tonight.
Well, I don't know. Last time I was in Richland Center... When was that? That was that night that JV went double overtime.
Yes, and I beat you home.
Oh, yeah.
Because I came from, like, Benton or something.
I know. You were, like, in Benton, and I was still on the air, so.
Yeah, and I was in bed sleeping time.
I know. I've had all the late games this year, but.
Well, I think it's my turn.
Maybe it's your turn.
I'm in Lafarge tonight.
Oh, yes, exactly. So, well, say hey to everybody at the Zippy Stop.
I will. So. I love the great chicken down there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you've been on this diet now since.
Yes.
And and it's the eat more food diet.
Yep.
And you've lost a pound.
I've lost a pound.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks, buddy.
Maybe you're on to something.
I just watch what I eat.
You could sell it to the National Enquirer because
I'm sure.
I haven't opened that for years, but they used to. It was every time it was like this new diet.
You know? Always all the time.
I remember one of the funniest ones was the lollipop diet.
Yes.
You could have lollipops and lose weight.
That's all you eat. Though.
Yeah, that's all you eat. it's like
nothing but sugar and and your body's going, I'm going to lose weight here or he's going to kill over.
Well, it worked for Kojak.
Yeah,
Telly Savalas.
Who loves you, baby?
Anyway, I was watching a clip of Grease last night.
Oh, yeah? The musical Grease?
Yes. Uh-huh. And what is it?
John Travolta.
Yeah, what was the famous line? What about you, baby, or something, you know, when...
You mean, you're talking about Dirty Dancing?
No.
No?
No, it's Grease. It was...
Nobody backs baby in a corner?
No. What about you, baby? You know, something about him getting confronted with this girl.
Uh-huh.
You know, and he's acting like he was a regular guy, and then all of a sudden his friends were behind him going, what's going on with this
guy?
And then he started, you know.
Summer nights.
Yes, yeah.
Summer loving.
A blast. Right over there is the VHS copy of Grease. Right there in front of you.
I'm not a big Grease fan.
No?
No, I'm not a musical guy at all.
That was my prop when the students from Richland Center came in to appear on the morning show and talk about Grease, which was in November. But they all knew what a VHS tape was. I was surprised.
You could probably get it off of my hair, too.
Grease in your hair.
You know, Grease invented French fries. You know that, right? French fries were invented in Grease.
In Grease. Yeah, very good. Hey, police in Saskatchewan, Canada, released a list of the top 10 reasons not to call 911 based on the 2024 incidents.
This should be good.
Wow. They posted a video to Facebook featuring operators from his divisional operation, and the rundown includes number 10 had to do with a not-so-tech-savvy individual who called 911 to advise that they didn't recognize someone on their social media friend list.
Okay.
Another caller told operators their parents were forcing them to clean their room. And the number 8 caller reported a fox was wandering the neighborhood and scaring the local cats.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Oh, that's tough.
Number 7 caller reported bees inside their house. The number 6 caller asked for police to help unlock their cell phone. Number 5 caller told operators someone had thrown their ice cream on the ground.
Have you been to the city? I mean, scaring the cats, throwing ice cream down, locked your cell phone.
Wasn't me. It could have been me, I guess. The number 4 call involved an individual who reported their cat was being mean and asked for a police officer to come help them. Caller number 3 asked for help with a malfunctioning washing machine.
Okay, that's...
Yep. Number 2 caller requested help with a math problem as they didn't want to fail their test in the morning. The number 1 call on the list from a resident who reported someone apparently took their tambourine at a party.
Wow.
Misuse of 911 is a no-no, of course.
Without question.
And in Saskatchewan, it can carry a fine up to $1,400.
Whoa.
There you go.
But the thing of it is, a tambourine, I think you can get one for less than $1,400.
Probably, unless it was a special tambourine.
Someone took it, so it has to be special.
I have a tambourine that belonged to the New Colony 6.
Really?
So, yeah. Uh-huh.
You know how to play it?
I get out and play it once in a while. When I'm, you know, I put out a hat there in Sextonville and play the tambourine, hoping somebody will throw some money in.
That doesn't ever happen, does it?
No, it doesn't happen.
I didn't figure.
No.
Hey, in Butte, Montana, Ray Himes of Butte, but Butte. United.
You were the
United
kid back in school.
I was always in trouble. Selected a 132-pound kettlebell at his local gym.
Yeah.
Kinnick Fitness and completed 38 swings in 60 seconds with the equivalent of 5,148 pounds to set a new world record for the most lifted by a kettlebell swing in 1 minute. So this guy's swinging it back and forth.
Okay.
38 times.
Jeepers.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see it go this way, and then I'm just following it.
So. Uh-huh. Right, right. Yeah, you go right with it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The most decorated trees in one house is Barbara Hardsey, set the world record in Columbus, Ohio. While fighting and beating cancer, Barbara of Columbus found joy in making and decorating hundreds of Christmas trees, and now people get to tour her home and support her great cause. She has 727 trees displayed in what she calls Christmas Tree Home.
Oh, inside the house?
Yep. It's absolutely amazing. 700.
Has to be a big house.
It has to be.
Boy, oh boy.
That's crazy. It's 727 trees.
I thought you said 100 and some earlier.
What did I say?
I don't know.
No, 727 trees.
Oh, okay. All right. I could have misheard.
You would never do that.
You got wax in my ears.
And you know what? I probably can't pronounce 7R1, so I'm probably...
We're good. Did you see this Chinese man had a unique skill, broke a Guinness World Record by using hand-thrown playing cards to slice cucumbers and light matches.
Really?
He cultivated his marksmanship by playing with slingshots and skipping stones as a child. But broke his first record by playing cards to slice through 41 cucumbers in 60 seconds. Moments later, his second title, he lit 29 matches with thrown playing cards in a minute.
Wow. That's impressive.
Can you imagine how hard you have to...
But those are hurt. Those actually hurt.
Oh, sure.
So...
But... crazy stuff.
Who could put an eye out?
Sure. Well, if you could slice a cucumber.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
World's tallest flagpole, Philip. World's record attempt in Columbia Falls, Maine.
Wow.
Okay. The centerpiece of the park in Columbia Falls, Maine will be soaring a flagpole that equals the height of one of the World Trade Centers.
Oh, my word.
The tallest building, it was the tallest building in the nation. The pole itself will be 1,461 feet tall, atop of a 315-foot above sea level, totaling 1,776 feet.
You'd never see the flag up there on the top.
Now, 1,776, if you put that together, that's 1776.
Oh, I see.
So they really put some thought into this.
They did.
So, the new world record for the tallest flagpole. That would be amazing to see.
It would. If you fly the flag at half mast, it still would be.
It would still be. But my question is, how big's that flag got to be to see it?
It'd have to be huge.
I mean, our little 1x2 out here, what are you going to? That would have to be huge.
Yeah.
Which would be interesting. I would hate to change the light in that thing.
I would. Yeah, exactly. I'm guessing that pulling the string to get the flag up there is pretty. Yeah. Quite, you know.
You have to get your old Alice Chalmers up there to pull the string.
Like the old days of pulling up the hay.
Yeah.
You know, you had the hay fork. Some barns had the rope that went all the way through, and then on the other side you tie it to a horse, but then later a tractor, and you would
just pull it through.
Go ahead and pull it up, and then, before you had motors.
Okay.
Yeah. And then later we had a motor that would wind up the rope, you know, pull it up to the top, and then take it over and trip it. A lot of times the bales would, like the fork would let go and then drop the bales before it got to where it was supposed to be.
Oh, that was always
lovely. Yeah. Right.
Dadgummit, Dad.
and then later, do you ever make hay in a barn where you had the track across the top? And then
Well,
there was a deflector. You know, you could deflect it to which mom
you really?
Go to. But then you'd forget about it. You'd be loading. All of a sudden, the bale would hit you in the back of the neck. 100-degree day. You're like, shaft goes down your shirt. Lovely. Well,
I have one more.
I think that every youngster now should find somebody that makes small bales of hay, and they should
make
hay for an afternoon.
I'd say
it should be before they graduate high school. Yep. You got to do the hay. You're not graduating
because it is
education.
It really is.
Yeah,
it really is. And we always call it stacking hay or
sure.
You're in the barn, you're on the ground or whatever. But we used to build it. You know, we didn't have elevators, so you would build hay steps all the way up to where you're going.
So you carry them up then.
Yeah, you'd have to actually carry the hails up and then throw them in there.
Throw them in.
Yeah. But you'd have these huge steps made out of hay.
We were in better shape then.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Make some cool hay forts, though.
Yeah. Joanne just gave me some. It says, no chicken at the ZZ Stop.
The Zibby Stop in LaFarge?
Yeah, I guess so.
They don't have chicken there anymore?
No.
What are you going to do tonight, then?
I'm not going to do anything.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to stop at the Phoenix Center on the way out.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to eat before you go?
I can't go rough on an empty stomach.
Then you can eat on the way home, too.
Speaking of eating, Phil, I have one more. Yes, I can eat on the way home. The world's biggest fish fry world record is in Paris, Tennessee. All right. Volunteers prepared and served over 12,500 pounds of catfish and all the trimmings during the world's biggest fish fry that was held in Paris, Tennessee.
Wow.
12,000 pounds of catfish.
That's a lot of catfish.
Yes.
Whew. You like catfish?
Yes.
Yeah?
As long as it doesn't taste muddy.
Yeah, sometimes it can.
Yeah, I'm not a mud. I'm not a mud fish.
Mud fish, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a carp before it's smoked.
I would be a carp, wouldn't I?
Probably. There you go. The southern carp.
Yes.
Henry Gray.
I have a great day, young man. Have fun tonight. Everybody be kind.
At Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, we understand the importance of reliable auto body repairs. Our skilled technicians deliver high-quality service, and our free loaners keep you mobile. Known for our outstanding reputation, we provide the best for our customers. Choose Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists for all your auto body repair needs and see why we're trusted by many. Stop by today and drive away with peace of mind. Come on down to Elm Street in Boscobel or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
The Big Snowball Dance is almost here. Make it a night to remember with the help of your friendly hometown florist at Added Touch Floral and Gifts on Main Street, 647-2319. Added Touch Floral and Gifts is the place for a custom-designed wrist corsage or boutonniere. Get your order in today. Want to get rid of the winter blahs for your loved one? Brighten up your special someone's day with a beautiful floral arrangement from Added Touch Floral and Gifts, 647-2319.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar-off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot, from the oven, Cornish pasty. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Yesterday, backing up our talk, we were trying to figure out the Keebler Elf's cookie, and you figured it out.
Well, a lady text me and said they were fudge grams.
Fudge grams. Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah. Keebler fudge grams.
Yeah.
But can you find them anymore?
I can't. I didn't find them yesterday.
You
at
didn't?
All. No.
Do they still make fudge grams?
I don't know. I didn't look it up.
Wow. We'll have to be on a search mission for that now.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm thinking maybe back in your office somewhere there may be some.
There could be some. Sure.
There could be.
You're on this eat more diet, you know.
Oh, I'm going to go find it.
We got to take care
love
of you.
Love fudge grams.
All right.
Thanks.
This day in history in 1959. Rawhide premiered on CBS. 1979, A Gift of Song, the music for UNICEF concert was held at the United Nations. And in 2007, Apple CEO Steve Jobs introduced the iPhone at the Macworld Conference in San Francisco. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday, Lillian Schmidt from St. Mary's School, Chad Belter from Lori and the Guys, to Nancy Fisher from Sacred Heart Parish, Rhonda Marish from Mom Lorraine Monty and Tyler, and to Rhonda Marish from Richland Community Food Pantry Day Volunteers. Have a great day today to Rhonda. wishes to Donna Carlson, love from Tom, to Grandma Carlson, love from Jace and Carter. Also, greetings going out today for other fine folks in the area. We have a salute to Ruby today from Elmer. Happy birthday on the 9th of January to Linda Elf, to Janelle Gallatin, Barbie Hillesheim, Adam Johnquist, Rhonda Marish, and Vera McLaren. Happy birthday on this Thursday morning to Tyler Bradley from the Richland Center Lions Club. Wishes from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club to Candace Conwell, to Barrett Patel, to Jonathan Frazier, Deb Goplin, to Brent Gaffney, and Diane Willis-Muller. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club saluting Carly Elder, Rhonda Marish, Ella McKay, and Bentley Dean Rux, Kayla Steadley, Peyton Henriksen, and Kayla Williams. Wishes today on this special day, the 9th of January, from Richland Center United Methodist Church to Kathy Bastian and Bernie Cooey. Well, Bernie's fan club has checked in today. Happy 101 years young to Bernie from all your friends at our house. Also to Bernie from Jean. Happy birthday today from Harriet Hendricks. And happy 101st from Johnny and Maureen and Sue and Merriman. This guy is a popular guy. Bernie Cooey, happy 101st. It is an honor to wish you the best, my friend.
Is it his birthday, his graduation, his retirement, his anything? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we now have more gift items for guys than ever. Glock watches, men's bracelets, rings, estate items, silver bullet bullion, or custom engraved dog tags. Maybe you want to have his favorite item engraved, like a hammer, a knife, or a motorcycle part. We do full custom engraving on most metal items. This can really be a super cool gift. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for your men's gifts.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market. Begin the new year well by visiting our bulk candy department. We have a large selection of both milk and dark chocolates, everything from coffee beans and caramels to cashews and pecans and tart cherries. I think there's around 40 choices in all. No chocoholic will be left behind at Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
Cobison Bus Richland Center is now hiring sub and trip drivers for here in Richland Center and drivers to travel to Lodi or DeForest. You will be paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting route pay is $21 per hour. It's an excellent opportunity for retired vets, stay-at-home parents, or anyone wanting flexible employment. You will get paid to train also. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
We get back to high school sports tonight. Riverdale hosting Cuba City Benton Southwestern for wrestling tonight. It's a single dual meet now, and they'll have parents night at 6:30, 6:45 wrestling at Riverdale High School this evening. Well, more about the schedule coming up during our 8:10 sports report. Also a recap of a Bucks win last night over the Spurs. Phil Nee wishing you the best. Have a great Thursday.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 6 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and the Philback family of dealerships. Bright early, then clouds gradually increasing. A bit warmer today with a high of 27. Tonight, cloudy with a 50% chance of scattered light snow showers by late evening. Mainly just a dusting possible with a low of 18. After a low this morning of 2, we're up to 6 degrees.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Over the next few months, the Richland Hospital and Clinics will be working to update the Richland County 2022 Community Health Needs Assessment. The process begins with a community-wide anonymous survey available in both English and Spanish, which helps TRHC determine vital health and wellness services needed in our area. Strong survey participation is necessary to determine the status of current health care delivery and uncover any unmet resident needs. The goal of this update is to understand progress from past community health needs assessments conducted in 2019 and 2022, while collecting up-to-date community health perceptions and identifying potentially changing needs. The brief survey link can be accessed beginning today by visiting the Richland Hospital and Clinics website at richlandhospital.com. All TRHC community residents and business leaders are encouraged to complete this online survey by February 7th. In addition, a community health needs assessment town hall meeting to discuss the survey findings and identify unmet needs will be held Thursday, March 20th. As a new year begins, many people set resolutions to improve their health, often by scheduling a visit to their health care provider. But for those living in rural areas like Southwest Wisconsin, finding a local provider can be a challenge. This is a reality the University of Wisconsin-Platteville is working to change. With the first class of physician assistant or PA students set to graduate in 2025, the university is helping address this health care gap by preparing a new generation of providers who are likely to stay and practice in the region. A PA is a mid-level healthcare provider trained to diagnose, treat, and prescribe medications independently, though they work under the supervision of a collaborating physician. While PAs hold a master's degree rather than a doctoral degree, their scope of practice allows them to function autonomously in many clinical settings. Through an innovative partnership with the University of Wisconsin-Madison, students at UW-Platteville pursue a Master of Physician Assistant Studies from one of the nation's most respected programs while completing all coursework on the Platteville campus. Although the degree is awarded by UW-Madison, the program's strong ties to Southwest Wisconsin ensures students receive a well-rounded education rooted in the needs of rural health care. PA school is a two-year program, and while it's intense and year-round, it offers a faster track to becoming a healthcare provider. The program at UW-Platteville also offers students an option to accomplish both a bachelor's and master's degree within 5 years, making it the only program in the partnership to do so. There is a new initiative to help Iowa County residents who are at risk of severe or even deadly falls. This initiative helps connect residents to the resources they need to protect themselves. The mission is especially important in our state because, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, we have the highest death rate for falls in the nation. The Healthy Iowa County Community Action Team on Aging is a group of dedicated organizations and individuals. The focus of their current work includes implementing a falls prevention campaign in Iowa County. This program includes a pilot referral system between Dodgeville EMS and the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Iowa County. Its purpose is to identify folks who have fallen or are at increased risk for falls. Upon identification, the individual vulnerable to falls is connected to the Iowa County ADRC to assist in identifying risk and getting this person connected to additional resources. If you know someone who could benefit from resources in their home to avoid a fall-related injury, contact Iowa County ADRC at 608-930-9835 or visit adrcswwi.org/about/Iowa County. In recent months, many people following press releases and social media have observed that the Iowa County 911 Center is dispatching multiple fire departments to structure fires. This practice has led to questions from the community, prompting an explanation of the process. The implementation of this automatic aid system was influenced by information gained during a routine insurance services office rating audit conducted on an Iowa County fire department recently. After discussions among the Iowa County fire chiefs, it was decided that any call reporting a structure fire or smoke visibly coming from a dwelling would trigger automatic aid to enhance fire response efficiency. When a call meets the established criteria for a structure fire, the dispatch team pages the fire department responsible for that specific property. Simultaneously, they send out an additional engine from the nearest municipality to help the responsible department. In cases where the fire is in a rural area that does not have fire hydrants available to supply water, a tender from a third fire department will also be dispatched to ensure an adequate water supply at the scene. This streamlined approach allows for a more coordinated and effective response to fire emergencies. The benefits of this automatic aid system extend to the entire community. It can lead to reduced insurance rates for property owners, as having quick access to more resources during a fire and can diminish potential damage. Moreover, this system enhances safety by ensuring that more responders arrive on the scene rapidly, allowing for prompt action against the fire. Additionally, having a third department provide extra water supply is crucial in effectively combating fires in areas where hydrants may not be available. Overall, this collaborative effort not only improves the immediate response to fires, but also fosters a stronger support network between local fire departments, as the county has seen a decline in emergency service volunteers. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue a permit for the incidental taking of a rare leafhopper, butterfly, and snail, which may result from the American Transmission Company Y-184 rebuild project in Grant County. Incidental take refers to the unintentional loss of individual endangered or threatened animals or plants that does not put the species' overall population at risk. Conservation measures to minimize the adverse effect on these threatened and endangered species will be incorporated into the proposed incidental take permit. Copies of the jeopardy assessment and background information on the leafhopper, auto skipper, and winged snaggletooth are available by visiting the DNR Incidental Take Public Notices webpage. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding project-related impacts to the leafhopper, auto skipper, and winged snaggletooth by this Friday.
Hi, this is Doug Penfield at Philbacks and Richland Center. How's your credit? Whether it's perfect or not so great, the Philback family of dealerships will custom design the right financing package for your next vehicle purchase. We strive to work with each customer to ensure their satisfaction. You'll find competitive rates direct from the manufacturers and local Wisconsin banks with quick approvals. Have you been turned down before? We have programs to help you get into a car and rebuild your credit. Stop into the Philback family of dealerships for the customers first since 1948.
Today is Thursday, January 9th. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanek, 92 of Muscadet, died December 31st at University of Wisconsin East Park Medical Center in Madison. Funeral services will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, with burial to follow in St. John Nepomuk Cemetery, Castle Rock. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home this morning from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. The family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale Food Pantry or the Muscadet Fire Department. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanek, 92 of Muscadet. Eva E. Middlestead, 97 of Reedsburg, died December 29th at the Reedsburg Area Senior Life Center. A memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock Friday at the Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg. Burial will follow in the Greenwood Cemetery, Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Friday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Eva E. Middlestead, 97 of Reedsburg. James J. Tidrick, 88 of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center, died December 31st at home following a battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. James J. Tidrick, 88 of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center. David J. Copus Sr., 62 of Toma, formerly of Richland Center, died December 22nd. A time of sharing with military honors will be held at 3 o'clock Saturday at the Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. A celebration of life with refreshments will be held at the funeral home Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. David J. Copus Sr., 62 of Toma, formerly of Richland Center. Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61 of Soldiers Grove, died December 27th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 3 at the American Legion Post 220 in Soldiers Grove. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services in Viroqua is assisting the family. Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61 of Soldiers Grove. Jean M. Reese, 85 of Richland Center, died December 11th at Rainbow Hospice Care. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, January 18th at 11 o'clock at the Beulah Wesleyan Church in Gillingham. Memorials may be made to the Beulah Wesleyan Church. Jean M. Reese, 85 of Richland Center. Judy Ann Harper, 78 of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center, died Sunday after battle with ALS. A memorial service will be held Saturday, January 18th at 11 o'clock at Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care in Middleton. A private burial will take place at Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care Friday, January 17th from 4 until 6, and again Saturday, January 18th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Judy Ann Harper, 78 of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center. John Edward Ressler, 90 of Plain, died Saturday following a long illness. To honor John's wishes, there will not be a funeral service. His family invites you to privately celebrate John's life in your own way. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for John Edward Ressler, 90 of Plain. Vicki Zimple, 70 of Boscobel, died December 31st at Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital after a battle with cancer. A funeral service will be held Sunday, January 19th at 1:30 at the Blue River Village Hall. The service will also be streamed via Zoom. Friends may call at the Blue River Village Hall Sunday, January 19th from 11 until the time of service at 1:30. Memorials may be sent to her daughter, Becky. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Vicki Zimple, 70 of Boscobel.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street. Give us a call at 601.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. From the Pacific Coast to Pasadena, firefighters continue working to control the wildfires that have broken out across the Los Angeles area.
You wake up one morning and everything is normal, and you go to bed that night and you have nothing.
Nikki Rifkin telling ABC News she's still trying to come to terms with how quickly her family was forced to evacuate and her home burned to the ground. ABC's Kana Whitworth in the Pacific Palisades.
As the smoke cleared, the Palisades village looking more like a war zone than a popular shopping area. Skeletal remains of the businesses unrecognizable. Some homes were spared. But the embers that were blown by the powerful Santa Ana winds would burn homes just next door.
In a little over an hour, the state funeral for former President Jimmy Carter will be held at the National Cathedral in Washington. The nation's 39th president will be honored there. President Biden and all living former presidents will also be there. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.